What is up, you guys? Welcome back to an all-new Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we are talking about Kim's launch of KKW Beauty and Khloé's very special surprise birthday party. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are so excited to be back. And this week, it is the two of us, just me and Howard.
Just me and you, Dakota, holding it down.
I know, it's the boys club.
Woo!
We're so excited to be here, though. And where can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Ginwa and Shanti could not make it today, but they will be back next week, hopefully. We're hoping. It's so funny because in our confessional videos, we were like, oh, we want these girls to be off the panel. And now that they're gone, we're like, wait, come back.
I know, hurry.
I know, we want to see you guys back next week, but we are so excited to be here again. And we're going to be talking about a lot of tea. We're going to be spilling all the tea this week.
Spill it.
As usual.
Yes.
And we were so excited about tea time that we've already poured our tea. But what do we have today, Howard?
Well, this one is the new one. It's called Mint Berry. Yes, with a little hint of mango.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's pretty tasty.
I'm excited. I love it. I'm always down to try new tea, but let's get into it, you guys.
Yes.
So everyone knows that Kim dressed up as Selena for Halloween, and this was like, you know, old news by now, but now Selena's sister Suzette is speaking out on it.
No.
Yes.
And
a lot of people were upset at Kim for doing this because they thought, why would you portray a Latina woman? Like, you need to stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, you know, played, you know, a Latina, a black woman, and of course, a white woman, Madonna, and all at the same time at Halloween, like four different nights. She was doing every race, and she says she doesn't see color in her home. She just loves those icons so much and wanted to portray them. What is your take on this? Do you think it's controversial? Do you think anyone should be whatever they want to be for Halloween? Like, what's going on?
No, definitely. I mean, you should go ahead and just do what you want to do. There's no reason that Kim had to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this character because, you know, she's Latina and I'm not.
Yeah.
It's just be like, I'm dressing up. I'm having a good time. I'm living my life. Like, get off my back type of thing, you know?
Exactly. And it's like a little kid, if he plays Spider-Man for Halloween, is that bad because he's not really Spider-Man? Like, it doesn't make sense, you guys.
Exactly.
We're such an oversensitive world.
Yeah. I mean, she's just up here. She knows she's not the real Selena. She knows she's not going to release, you know, a Spanish album. She's just out here trying to enjoy her Halloween.
Right.
She's trying to just live.
Let her live.
Let her do her thing. She didn't. It'd be one thing if she was like, oh, you know, I'm Latina. And she tried to do a whole, like, blackface type of thing and, like, paint her skin. But she's just being Kim.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
You need to get on everybody else. If you're going to get on Kim, we need to talk about some of these other artists, too.
Right.
So, hey.
Exactly. But surprisingly, Suzette had a lot of good things to say about Kim.
Oh, good.
Which was awesome. She said she looked beautiful. She looked real Latina. I loved it. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm good friends with Adrienne Bailon. And she had Rob on the phone, and Courtney and all of them were in the background, and they were all singing my sister's music back when, you know, Rob was with Adrienne.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they're big fans of our music from way back. And so to have her dressed like that, it wasn't really a big surprise for me. It was definitely a great honor.
Oh, see.
She also spoke out about other people like Demi Lovato, who portrayed Selena for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And she just had nothing but good things to say because at the end of the day, it's like they're respecting their favorite artists. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
So I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Another thing I did want to talk about, this is actually, I'm kind of seeing the baby bump in this photo. Khloé has her new Good American ad. And you can kind of see a baby bump. It's kind of hard to see, but if you look really closely at her stomach, there's like a bump. And this is the first time that fans have really like been thinking that this is for real happening. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely believe she's pregnant. I do see a little bit of the baby bump, but it also could be that the tracksuit here is a little loose.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, definitely that she's pregnant. And this whole tracksuit here is...
Okay.
The whole tracksuit is beautiful, really. I'm just loving it. But I definitely think she's a little bit of...
Yeah.
But definitely probably pregnant.
I just don't understand because apparently when we found out about this like a month or two ago, she was like 3-4 months along and so was Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like she's just now starting to show. So what's happening?
I know. That's the only thing that's tripping us out is the timeline.
Yeah.
It's like we can't really go off of these sources because they're like, oh, she's 7 months, she's 8 months. But we still can't see a bump.
Yeah.
I heard Khloé was like 5 months. So I'm like, should be somewhat showing. And then when I saw her in that button-up corset thing in New York,
oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, so she has to be at least like 3 or 4 months. But then when we saw at Halloween and there was no bump, I'm like, okay, so is she just a month?
Like, I know. I'm like, do you like just take the bump off for like Halloween and put it back on later? Like, I don't know how this works for rich people. I really don't.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know. It was crazy. I love the tracksuit though. I think every time she does like a thing for Good American, I feel like it's always a great shoot. Mm-hmm. She always is so amazing in the shoots. And I think that it really goes to show that she's worked hard on this line and she's excited, and it's really cool to see it pay off.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm always here for Chloe. So whatever she does, I'm rooting for you, girl.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, so if you look at her mid area, you can kind of see the bump kind of going out. And I'm kind of surprised, if she's trying to be all secretive about this, why she let this photo come out. Because it's pretty clear to me. I mean, I don't know about you. It doesn't seem like it's baggy or anything. It seems like it's very form-fitted.
True.
But for anyone to look like that while pregnant, I'm just like, wow, you look gorgeous. I don't know how you could be pregnant. If you would have covered that area, I would never have thought she was pregnant.
Right.
Crazy stuff.
She looks great. I mean, you can tell she's just working hard on that body. I'm pretty sure she's probably still working out, too, while pregnant. Oh, yeah. Definitely. But she looks great. And the tracksuit is just beautiful.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's like looked down upon to like work out a lot while you're pregnant. I wonder if it like hurts the baby, or like if you, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. This is going to really sound weird, but like shaking it up by like running or crunching.
I think it also depends on how much you work out before you were pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
If you were a runner before you were pregnant, it's not a bad thing to be a runner while pregnant. But if you weren't a runner, it might be harder on the baby if you do.
Interesting.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
That's cool.
Have you seen the ones with the fitness models, how they've been working out when they were pregnant?
Yeah.
And like the six pack mom who had pretty much a six pack at 8 months.
That's
weird.
She
was crazy. Yeah. But I mean, she'd worked out before she got pregnant. So that makes sense.
And then whenever she has the baby, it's a lot less hard to lose the weight.
Yeah. Because she snapped right back.
I bet she did.
Oh my gosh. I was jealous. I was like, I can't even carry a baby and I'm jealous.
That's amazing. The next thing I wanted to talk about is Courtney actually got a haircut, which this is really cute. Like, she's always had the very, very long, long hair. I've never seen her like this, but I think it just going with her model right now, like short hair, you don't care.
Yeah.
She's carefree. She's having a good time.
And she looks pretty good.
She does. And she's nearing 40.
I know. She looks great.
She looks incredible.
Just age-defying. Like, you work, Courtney. She looks like 30 there.
I know. I wonder.
Like 32.
Honestly, though, I just noticed this. I wonder what's being, like, blurred out in the right corner. Is that like blurred or censored, or what's going on there? I don't know what she's trying to hide from the photo. Maybe, I don't know. Am I crazy?
I mean, I see like the little box, but yeah. I feel like it's part of the mirror. You never know. Some people used to put TVs in their mirrors. Remember that, like back in the day? Well, I don't know if you remember, but like on cribs, people used to have like TVs in their mirrors, like in the bathroom. That's probably not it, but that, you never know. It could be. But yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I love that she's like rocking the Kim, like Coachella phone case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the one where it's like got like the tie-dye and like all the Kims crying. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I wanted to say was that Kim spent her Reputation Friday at a Katy Perry concert. So everyone knows that Taylor Swift this Friday released her album Reputation, and we all know that there's a big feud going on between Kim and Taylor. And so the day that the album is released, Kim decides to go to Katy Perry's concert, which is also another arch nemesis of Taylor Swift. So it's just kind of funny and a weird coincidence. What do you think? You think this was planned?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I feel like she really just went just because it was there. You know, like it was on that day. I don't think Kim was like, oh, the album release is out, let me go to this concert. I think she's just a fan, you know, a fan and a friend.
Yeah, I definitely think they are friends because I've seen Katie in an episode
before. Yeah, and Katie used to do like on her, when she had the two braids, like the little braids coming down, she put Katie Kardashian in one of her posts.
Oh, okay.
So they're pretty much fans.
That's cool.
Friends.
Friends, fans. Friends. I love North's glasses in this photo, though. It's so cute. I know. I thought it was great. I mean, I thought it was more of a coincidence as well, but it just was kind of a funny coincidence. Because it's not only they're both basically nemesises, or whatever you call them, of Taylor. So it's just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And North doesn't have no idea what's going on. She's just happy to be there. But also something, you remember how Kim and Kanye had their house that they worked on for so long and they kept having to stay at Chris's house?
Mm-hmm.
They decided to sell that house after all the work that they put into it.
Maybe they would do this the whole time, though. You know how people flip homes. So they were probably like, let's buy it, let's flip it, let's get the money.
But why do they need the money? They don't need the money.
I mean, that's true.
Look at this house. Oh my gosh, I love this house.
It's cool. It's gorgeous.
I love how the pool looks like it's bigger than the house, to be honest.
I know. It's just gorgeous.
I know. The backyard, everything. I want this house. But Kim recently put on her app that when the new buyer came to see our home, I wanted to be the one to give her a personal tour. Kanye and I were the designers of the house, and we were so involved in every single detail. So whoever bought this house, it sounds like it's a she. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian gave her a personal tour of the house.
I know. She looks great. I heard the lady, it is a lady who bought the house, and that she moved out here to start her music career.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. And then...
She must have money, though, already.
Yeah. Like, what's happening? Because they said the house sold for, like, reporting, like, $17.8 million.
Right.
So, I don't know. I can't remember what they said she did, but clearly she got money.
I guess so.
But she's from out of the country, so.
And she's like, well, I'm just coming here to start my music career. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you obviously come from a background of money.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, I'd probably buy the house just to meet Kim, to be honest.
I know. Schedule an appointment. That's just to be like, hey.
It's an expensive meet and greet, but exactly. I'm into it. And then, of course, Caitlyn Jenner says in a recent interview that, referring to the Kardashians, they do not want me in their lives. They bashed me pretty badly. It's devastating when your kids do that. It really hurt. I don't know what the future holds. We will see. And she basically said that she has not seen Kim or talked to Kim in over a year, which is kind of weird because we've seen clips of them on the show, which is kind of odd. But after this, they were seen, they were both there at Kendall's birthday bash, the 22nd birthday bash.
Oh.
So they were at least in the same room. So I would assume that they probably talked.
Yeah. I don't think so. No, because Caitlyn really, like, dug herself a little hole there. I mean, all that bashing she was doing, all of that talking back and just in the press and saying stuff, like, you're not going to sit up here, diss Chris, and think, like, everybody's going to be okay. Like, of course the girls aren't going to talk to you.
Besides what she wrote in the book.
Oh, yeah. What she wrote in the book.
Yeah.
That's definitely grounds to not speak to you on that alone.
So then she shows up to this birthday party, and of course everyone's kind of like, okay, we get it. You're the father of Kendall. But at the same time, that's awkward, especially if she's totally, like, ruined the relationships with everyone, to show up to this birthday party and be like, hey, how's it going? How are you? Like, that's just odd.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that Caitlyn realizes that it's not just Kim, that she is in the wrong as well. Like, Caitlyn is in the wrong. She needs to mend these relationships because if it wasn't for her, this wouldn't be happening.
Exactly.
They all loved Caitlyn, or they loved, you know, whenever she was Bruce. Mm-hmm. They were obsessed with their father. They saw him or as their father.
Mm-hmm.
Now that she's a she, I feel like that's not the reason why they're not talking. That was hard for them, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, their father, in a sense, Bruce, had died and, you know, became Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. So they had to grieve the loss of that. But at the same time, that doesn't seem like it's their reason why they're not talking.
It's definitely not. It's the book. It's the press. It's, you know, just everything. Caitlyn basically bashing the Kardashians. And so, and then once you bash Chris, like, they're going to come for you. Like, that's it. So, I'm sorry, Caitlyn girl. This might be you.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well. another thing I wanted to talk about, I'm a huge fan of Taylor Swift, so I recently listened to the entire album of Reputation. There's a few songs that I wanted to kind of mention that had some little digs at Kim and Kanye, okay?
Uh-oh.
So the main one, which this could just be named the Kim and Kanye song, it's so obvious. It's called This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, and they talk about in the beginning, she says, the entire last year, it was parties and like champagne pools, and last year was very Gatsby. And she's referring to the fact that Chris had that big Gatsby birthday party and that they were all lavish and all their stuff. So she kind of mentions that.
Uh-huh.
And then she mentions that friends don't try to trick you, get you on the phone and mind twist you.
Oh, no.
I know. And you guys just got to listen to this song because I could go on and on about all the references. But another song she has is called Call It What You Want. And she says, Jokers dressing up as kings. So you know how, like, Kanye's like, I'm the king. I'm like, Jesus. And she says, Jokers are dressing up as queens and that the drama queens are out. And she mentions in another song that they're burning witches, even if you're not one.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm like, okay. All right.
All right.
But you guys got to listen to this album. It's amazing. But you guys got to, you'll know when you hear it. You'll know.
Mm.
You'll know. You'll know. And then I wanted to talk about Dream's first birthday. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding Robin Chyna, but at the end of the day, they have a beautiful child, and they got to celebrate Dream's first birthday party.
Happy birthday, Dream.
I haven't seen a photo like this of her, because I feel like the last photo I saw, she was still very, very young, and she still is, but she's looking like she's, I don't know, like she's more like a, not toddler, but like she just seems a lot older than she has been, which is the truth.
A lot like Robin.
Yeah. She really does. And, like, the cheeks are, like, China cheeks. Mm-hmm. But everything else seems like Rob. And I think she's a beautiful child. So out of all that mess, at least we got this beautiful one.
Mm, you know? She's such a cute little girl.
I know.
Oh, dream.
And then also I did want to talk about, obviously, Kylie has been out of the spotlight for a long time now.
Right, yeah.
But she still, I got to give her props. She has been releasing new content all the time for Kylie Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. Every season she's got new lip kits. She's got new, you know, powder kits, like all these things. Like she's continuing her business.
Yeah.
And it's cool that she can do that kind of behind closed doors and not have to like worry about being all like out there in the spotlight. But she's still running her business, getting her money. And as soon as that baby's out, I'm ready to see the baby and I'm ready to see Kylie back out in public because I miss her. I miss her so much. Yeah,
I know. Kylie's out there. I mean, I think it's great that she's just taking a little break here. She's always said, like, hey, you know, maybe I don't want to be in the limelight that long. Maybe I'll just come in for a little bit and be out. So I think this is a great little, like, compromise. And especially with the baby coming, she's really like, listen, I'm only going to give you enough for Kylie Cosmetics and then I'm going to be gone.
Right.
So I think it's great. I mean, maybe she just doesn't want the fame anymore. She said that before, and I'm glad she's taking this little break. I wonder what she's going to do for her, like, official, like, comeback type of thing. Because remember when Kim took her long break, then she came back slowly but surely. I wonder what, what's Kylie going to do?
I don't know. But I wish that she would, like, I don't know. Do you remember when we were talking about this, like, a week or two ago, that she was going to come out with those Kylie pop-up shops?
Oh, yeah.
That there was going to be one, like, at 6 different cities around the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be this month, and we're still waiting. We haven't heard anything.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, like, when is that going to happen? And she's probably not going to be showing up at the opening.
No.
She's not going to be
Definitely
there.
Definitely not.
Which is really kind of sad because, you know, whenever she did her L.A. pop-up shop, she was there. She showed her face a few times while it was open, and it was just seemed like she was really excited about it. And I'm sure she still is excited about it, and she has to stay safe, but at the same time it's sad that she didn't do this at a time where she could kind of show her face and kind of show up and like take a few photos and get people excited about it, because this is her business and she's still working very hard, but I just want to see her really, you know, be there and show her face.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm asking too much, Howard.
You are way too much. Kylie's like, listen, I'm done. I made my million. I made what Chris say, like a $420 million that the business is supposed to be worth. So she's probably like, I made my millions. Do what you want. I don't care. I have enough to put 20 kids through college, buy them all houses if I want to, and still look great. Yeah. So go ahead, Kylie.
Power to you, Kylie. I'm just saying it because I miss you, to be honest. But let's get into this episode discussion.
Yes.
This was a really fun episode. There was a lot that went on, and it's called Beauty Queen.
Hmm.
And I love what Kim does with all of her beauty stuff that she's recently came out with. But basically, Kim is launching KKW Beauty. This is old news. We know this. We've, you know, it's been out for a few months. But apparently, Kylie is very happy for her and is excited that Kim is getting into something that she's been so passionate about for a long time. I was always kind of wondering, like, what does Kylie think about this? Is Kim kind of coming for her throne or what's going on?
Ooh.
But it seems like they're just happy to be working and, you know, they're not...
I mean, it's enough room for everybody. So they'll probably like, listen, I'm doing lip kits. You're doing contour kits. Well, kind of different, but the same.
Yeah.
So it's like it's enough space for both of us.
Right, exactly. And Kim is going to release this news at the Forbes event. And she's nervous because the main speaker is Forbes himself.
Yeah.
And she's like, what is he going to ask? Is he going to ask crazy questions? I don't know what he's going to say. I don't want to be asked about certain topics. And she always gets kind of anxiety when she has to go in front of like a large audience to talk and speak about her businesses because she says people can twist their words. I get that. But she did an amazing job, as always.
She did. I mean, she handled like a champ. She's up there kicking butt, taking names.
Yeah.
And it's like, go ahead, Kim. All right. You were nice, cool, calm, and collected. The regular Kim Kardashian way, so.
Yeah. And I love how cool, calm, and collected she was when she hit the controversy that went out. Obviously, I mean, let's be honest. This is the actual photo that was kind of talked down upon tonight. This photo is, you know, the KKW Beauty original photo that came out. And I think it's great. I think she looks gorgeous. But everyone, not everyone, but people online, the trolls, the people who, you know, have something to say about everything, they basically accused her of doing blackface because of her dark skin and the lighting is very moody. And, you know, a lot of times Kim maybe overreacts to things and goes, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is happening, like, and lets it really affect her mood. For this one, she was like, that's not how I intended it. I can see why people might think that. I'll delete them. We'll retouch them. We'll repost them. And it just seemed like she was very, like, chill with it all.
Yeah, she was. She got her friend Julie on the line. She was like, listen, what are we going to do to make this go away? Like, just cool, calm, and collected. So, yeah. And Julie was like, we can just redo them. Okay, redo them. I don't have time to deal with this. I have a launch coming on. I have this coming on. Yeah. And that's how it has to be, like, in the business world. I mean, she clearly didn't mean that for the photos to look like this. So she's probably like, I'm not sweating this. Okay. I know what they're supposed to look like. I'm sorry that they came out darker. I do apologize. But I got to keep it pushing.
Yeah.
You got to be a businesswoman. Handle it, Kim.
I love that. I mean, mm-hmm. I see why people, I mean, not even really. I don't know. But for a little Kardashian corner here, I'm not even going to front. I'm on Kim's side. You know what I'm saying?
Too. Yeah. I didn't really, when I first saw these photos, I was like, it doesn't really look like blackface to me. But, you know, everybody's different. Okay.
Everyone has something to say. Mm-hmm. Whatevs. But Kim remodeled her own downstairs of her house to fit this launch party.
That was nice. That was a good idea.
That was so cool. Because then it's like personal because they're inviting everyone over to their house, mm-hmm. which is kind of crazy that some of those, you know, YouTubers and everything know where Kim lives.
Right.
I'm like, okay, because she's pretty private about where she lives.
Yeah.
And these are kids who are like on YouTube, and yeah, they're famous and they're high profile in a sense, but at the same time, they've got all their friends who are also YouTubers, and like I could see them being like, all right, I'll just tell you where her address is. You can just kind of drive by the gated community.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, okay, all right. But I love the idea. I thought it was great. All those photo walls were really cool. Mm-hmm. The rose room, everything like that. What was your favorite part of that
launch? I think I liked the wall with the KKW on it. It was like a tan color or like peachy color. That to me, that wall with the mirrors in there, like in the living room, I'm guessing, that was gorgeous. I just loved that. I liked the rose wall too, but it was a little tiny. I felt like it could have had a, you know, maybe a little bit bigger for a few more people in there, but I just like the open spot with the mirrors and the KKW just to let you know, like, she's here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks so pretty. And they were painting the wall, and it looked great. I don't think she left that up, but that would have been cool if she did.
Right?
I think I would have loved that.
I think she even said that she either installed carpet or she took out the carpet just for the
event. I think she took it out. And I was like, you know what? The joy of having a little bit of money. We used just like, you know what? Just take the carpet out for today.
Just for today.
And put it back in tomorrow. Like, okay, what? Like, paint the walls. I'll keep it up for a week, and then we'll change it next week. Like,
right?
Who does that?
I just love it. I'm all for it. I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, because you know how much heart... I mean, okay, so let's talk about this. If one of us had a house that we had, like, you know, had people come over, we paid a lot to get the carpet installed... For us to be like, all right, rip it up. We're going to put hardwood floors in for today. No.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. I just love how extra she is, though. I mean, I would if I had that much money.
I know. Just throw it away. Just listen, I want hardwood. Take that out. Now I just want regular floor walls. Take that out. Now put a tile in there. Mm-hmm. Like, what, Kim? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead. And it was kind of cool how she had, like, all of her little contour sticks, like, in big, tall cases. And there was a museum, like, viewing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I wish that I would have been there, to be honest.
Seriously, me too.
I mean, I don't have any business doing makeup stuff, but I could have been there. I could have snapped and promoted it on my Instagram.
Okay, let me just do a review. Like, all right. Just invite me on the review.
Exactly.
I'll do it for AfterBuzz.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Another thing I was really excited to see was how in love Chloe is with Tristan. It seems like they really are, they have it together, they're mm-hmm. really into each other, and basically Chloe and Tristan will be home from July to October, which has already been said and done. I mean,
right.
But they were going to be staying in LA, so that way they could get, so Tristan can get to know the Kardashians a little more, which I was all for. I love the meshing of families, and that's important.
Mm-hmm. I was here for it. I was like, all right, that's nice, because I know that Chloe usually stays out there, like, year-round, so it was kind of like, okay, let me come out there, let me be with your family, your nieces, your nephews, and let's just hang out. And I liked it.
I know. I wish that I could just come here for a few months and go here for a few months, like, except, where is she at in, what was the other place? It was
Cleveland?
Cleveland, yeah. Like, that's not a place I would want to be. Really, but I get why she's doing it. She's not doing it for Cleveland. She's doing it because that's where her love is. So I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's a place I'd really want to be at for a long period of time.
But I guess when you're there with your boo.
And she's probably thinks it's a nice break that she doesn't have to, like, have a spotlight out there. Like, she's not getting paparazzi shots.
I don't think I was just about to say that. The paps aren't out there that much. She's probably like, I can go down the street if I wanted to. There's people who know me, but I probably don't need to have that much security. Like, I can run to the local Walmart and call it a day.
Yeah.
Like, keep it cute.
I've seen fan photos of her in like Target before, which is really funny.
Oh.
I'm like, I want to run into Chloe at Target.
I know.
Like, what? I can't even find my mom in Target. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Come on. But Chloe has said that she wants to get a second house with Tristan. She wants to have a house in the city or, like, mid-city. And then I was like, okay. But Chloe is disappointed that Chris can't house hunt with her. And at first I was like, oh, here goes Chris. She's made plans, and then now she's too busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that Tristan and Chris were planning a surprise party for Chloe.
Yeah, which is so sweet.
That was really sweet.
That was really sweet. I didn't know why. Just go back on that second house. I was like, why would they need one? I mean, yeah. I understand that he's doing practices in L.A., so they're probably like, nobody wants to commute from Calabasas to L.A. every day, which makes sense, but it's like... Chloe, we did this before with Lamar, and we see how that turned out when he had the loft in downtown LA, and he was bringing them other girls over because you was in the house in Calabasas. So maybe we shouldn't get this second house. He should just have to suck it up, make a day out of everything, like, or do a hotel. Like, keep it just cute. Like, oh, okay, we'll stay in the hotel for like 3 days, then we'll come back home. I'm glad she didn't get that house in the city. Yeah, I really am.
And I was happy, though. She just was like, you know what? I don't know. I was overthinking things. We're just going to stay at my house.
Yeah.
Yes, girl. Your house is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of room. Just stay in that house.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, you're in this mansion, multi-million dollar mansion, multiple rooms. You can talk about getting a house. If you don't put him in your bedroom and clean out one of those bedrooms for the closet or whatever he needs, you better use your guest room for whatever he wants to bring.
Yeah.
Leave that as his man cave, whatever. Try to buy another house. You better save that money.
I totally agree. But what's kind of crazy, though, and if I was Tristan, maybe I wouldn't care, maybe I would. But for me personally, as Dakota, I would care for the fact that I'm staying in a house that my lover's ex-husband lived in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because Chloe had Lamar there for the longest time. You know, Rob lived there forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then
That's not this house.
Is it not?
No, that's the Tarzana house.
Did she get, like, a new house
instead? Mm-hmm. Now she lives in Justin Bieber's house.
Justin Bieber?
Yes, he used to live there. I know, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
He used to live there, but yeah, this is a different house.
Wait, so she lives in the house that Justin Bieber used to live in?
Right, yeah.
No.
I know.
For real?
I know. That's the word on the street, allegedly.
Okay, so Tristan's not having the old stomping ground.
No, that space is gone. Because the girl who works on The Big Bang Theory,
Kaylee Cuoco.
She bought her and her now ex-husband bought that house.
Oh my gosh,
Chloe
what?
And Lamar's old house. Yeah, but you see how that turned out. The Jew, the whole system was bad. But yeah,
maybe people should just stay out of that house. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that went down in that house that probably shouldn't have. But we're just gonna sip our tea on that one. hold on, pause. Okay, so the third thing I wanted to talk about. Courtney is having this positive outlook on life. She's got all these inspirational quotes, and she's smiling, and everything seems great. But pause on that. Did we notice that when Kendall was there and then Courtney showed up, Kendall's like, all right, well, I got to go.
I know.
I was like, did we not learn anything from the bonding episode that you guys had?
You know, she was quick to go. But, you know, I think she was just waiting. You know how sometimes you wait for somebody to give you an out? That was it. Like, oh, Courtney's here. I gotta go. Like, I have something. She probably had something else to do.
Well, maybe or maybe not. It seems like it was just like contractual. Like, okay, I gotta show my face in this episode for like 5 minutes. Okay,
exactly. I think that's what she did. She was like, okay, whoop, Courtney's here. Oh, gotta go. Let me go do my modeling stuff. Or let me just go hang out, really.
Let me go hang out with Blake, right?
Oh, not my ex-boo.
Your ex-boo.
That's sad. We still talking about it. So.
All right.
Me and Blake was when the... It's complicated.
You're working it out. Okay. We don't have to talk about this for a long time, but Scott had his usual pity party, right? Every time he shows his face, I feel sorry for him. It's a big ordeal. But he wasn't invited to Chloe's birthday party. I get why he would think that he should be invited, but at the same time, all the crazy antics that he's been doing the most, okay? He's been out here doing the most.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of like Scott versus Courtney, and Courtney was like, I just didn't want you to be photographed coming in. And then afterwards, she had that sit down where Chloe was kind of involved and was like, look, you can't keep intentionally hurting me and then expect to just be able to hang around my family. If it doesn't have anything to do with the kids, you're not invited.
Yeah. And Courtney was right to put a foot down like that. It was hard in the beginning because Scott low-key got me too, like when he was playing those mind games. Because he was like, this is not your birthday party. This is Chloe's birthday party. Why shouldn't I be invited? And I was like, ooh, Scott, that's a good one. Like, it's not really her birthday party.
Yeah.
But then when Courtney was like, yeah, but, you know, she's my sister. Like, you're walking into my family. You keep trying to hurt me. She's not going to want you there if you're hurting me. No. So I was like, oh, well. Courtney won on this one.
I know, like, I know. I kind of thought for a second, too, but then I was like, no, I'm still with Courtney.
Yeah, that just makes sense.
What do you think? Are we on Courtney's side or Scott's side? Courtney, let's vote. Because I think this is a given, but I don't know.
I know.
What do you think?
Okay, are we coming
back? All right, 3, 2, 1. Surprise! Okay, sure. I didn't see that coming. But I do wish Scott the best. He's a funny person to keep around.
Yeah.
But I like it when he's more carefree, funny, and we're not always having to feel sorry for him.
Exactly.
It's an old, like Chloe said, this is a Ferris wheel that we just got to get off of.
Yes. It's just too much. Scott really knows how to like lay it on thick. He was like, oh, let me just call my sister. Let me call my mom and say, how, you know, oh, you guys family, you guys want to come hang out, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, really? Like, we know the circumstances. Like, just don't keep throwing it on us like this. Like, every time you keep doing this, well, I'm not going to keep feeling sorry for you because you keep doing it all the time.
You think that him not having much of a family anymore would only push him to want to be so good to them because they made him who he... I mean, like, he wouldn't have even had the things that he had if it weren't for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they really have done so much for him and really kept him in the circle way longer than I would have kept anyone in the circle.
Right.
And they've really just kind of continued to have him on the show. And I would be on my best behavior because I'm wanting that check. I'm wanting to see my kids. I'm wanting to, you know, have a family if the rest of my family had gone, you know?
I will say until recently, I would, like, be a little bit more on Scott's side.
What?
Like, in the past seasons, like, with Courtney just kind of keeping him on the line where I could see how he would feel like, oh, if I just do this, this, and this, and this, and this, I have a chance still at this family and this life. But... not with this season, not with what he's been doing here.
Yeah. Okay, I get what you mean, though, because in the past seasons, Courtney really has kind of kept dragging him along.
She has. Yes, definitely. She's given him multiple chances.
But I do like how this season, it seems like she's really cut him off, in a sense, and was like, no, I'm moving forward. I love that she's seeing Eunice. I mean, we talked to last week, we don't really know his intentions, but we are hoping to believe that he is only in it for the right reasons. Or if not, at least that she's kind of... has a distraction and is moving on in a sense. Because it's too much, this constant, you know, cycle.
That's what I'm saying. It's just back and forth, back and forth. And then at the end, well, let's go get Manny and Petty's. Like, wait a minute.
See, that's what I don't like is the fact that Scott can just say something funny and then they're just, like, hugging again. I'm like,
It's like, no, Courtney. Like, given he was probably going to see the kids and she's going out for Manny and Petty's, whatever. But it's like, no. Like, you need to leave 2 minutes before I leave. Or she should have been like, okay, you know, go ahead. Go see the kids. I'm just going to hang out with Chloe for a little bit. And been like, okay, Chloe, I'm leaving. Like, come on,
Did
Courtney.
You see how Chloe kind of broke the fourth wall, though, and looked at the camera and was like...
Yeah. I think she
I
felt...
love that.
She probably felt like, what's going on? And she probably felt like, is this really happening right now?
Yeah.
Like,
I just love that,
speaking her mind.
Because she looked at the camera, like, for, like, a millisecond, but she was like... What? What's happening? But overall, I thought this was a great episode. I like how they're... You know, like, I think it was last season that they all seemed very poised and, like, serious and, like, they didn't show a lot of emotion and they were just very elite and, like, to themselves because they've, you know, came so far. I think that it's nice how this season it seems very family-oriented and it's very, like, funny and, like, they say silly things and, like, Courtney with her whole quotes and, you know, it just seems like they're really being more funny and enjoyable and they're enjoying each other's company and they're not so... serious.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. They're just more like laid back and just enjoying the show. And that's what I think it should be like because we still have probably, what, three or four more years of Kardashians?
Yeah.
So if they just stop caring at this point, as soon as like you get to season like 15, you should just really not care about anything. Just speak your mind, boo. Like you up to 15 seasons, just speak it.
I know. I mean, they just recently signed on for 5 more seasons, and but they were already filming the next season after this. So I think that means we might have 6 years left.
Wow.
So we will be here through it all. but anything else you want to say before we go?
Yeah, I think that's really pretty much it. I'm loving Chloe and just her being in love. Other than that, I think everything else about this episode was pretty good. I'm excited to see next week's episode, how they go. And it looks like they went to Skid Row to me, where they were down there with all the tents and the homeless people. And so I'm excited to see what they can do to help.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love when they're charitable, so I'm excited
to see. Yeah, yeah. In my head, I was kind of like, why don't y'all just build a shelter? Like, you got the money.
Yeah.
You guys all come together, build a small little shelter, call it a day.
There you go. But it is kind of interesting, though. We'll talk about it next week. But if they did they go themselves? Because I didn't get to watch the teaser for next week.
Yeah, they were actually, it was Courtney, Kim, and Chloe. And they were right there looking at, you know, all the homeless people, unfortunately, in L.A., and they were like, what can we do to help? And they look like they speak to somebody who's got some type of power. We don't know who he is yet, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited. That's awesome. It seems like the past few episodes they've been doing a few more things to bring awareness and light to certain things that they're passionate about and charities and stuff like that. So I commend them for that. That's awesome.
Definitely.
Using their voice for something that matters. It was really cool. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. We always have so much fun talking to you guys. Let us know in the comments below what else you want to see from this after show. And hopefully the ladies will be back next week.
Yes.
But Howard the Third, where can everyone find you on social media?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And my show, Millennial Hollywood, on the Popcorn Talk Network. And usually I do my show on 1 p.m. on Fridays, but we actually have a very special episode coming out tomorrow.
Ooh.
And stay tuned on my Twitter for that. It's called Top 5 Millennial Moments of the Week. It's a new segment that I'm doing.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, let me know what you guys think of that. In the meantime, we will see you guys later. We will keep up with you next time.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.